Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 9 with verses 14 through 17. Then the disciples of John approached him and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." When to fast, when to have a blast, when to be crass, never will stupid last. The fast is an important detail of serving your Lord in a complete surrender. The power of Christ is seemingly coupled with calm decisions that seek peace, where the glory of God, His Son, and His Spirit rest to unfold their divine will. This is your action in redemption, what you do and say as a disciple of Christ Jesus. To admit openly that God is your Savior, this is hard to do unless you find yourself immersed with Him as the practice, prayer, and proclamation of living redeemed. To fast allows a better focus of how to live as one who seeks peace over pestilence, passion over pride, and persistence over indifference. That can ruin your ability to serve with undeniable patience for those needing a doctor the most. We must be able to utilize grace as the fuel we seemingly lose, yet obviously gain for the purpose of goodwill. To fast can focus your energy on serving the least, the lonely, and the languished, for the purpose of saving souls for heaven's life of eternal living. Choose your way to obey. My wife fasts from her iPhone twice a week, turns it off. She reads scripture often during the day to enlighten her soul with God's kingdom, learning how to share at will. To fast is more than food. It is all that takes your attention away off living redeemed. Look at your life. You will know what gets in the way. That is what you need to stop doing. Often, at least a few times a day. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Prayers for the ones dealing with the war in Ukraine. Often their prayers are so silent. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She's healing from a stroke. The grandmother of Brittany, who we speak healing prayers for daily, who overcame brain cancer. A miracle in the working, in Jesus' name. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis, as we do each day, Lord. Continue to ask to give Louis peace in his life, giving passion and persistence, Lord. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We are in chapter 9 with our practice today, verses 14 through 17, three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Fast Will They Then. Jesus approached by John's disciples to confide, Fast, Pharisees, and us why? Fast not, your disciples abide. Bridegroom here mourn, guests of wedding deny. Morning comes as groom of bride away taken. Fast will they then. Cloth unshrunken can't patch while shaken. Worse gets tear, pulling fullness will wear thin. Wineskins old get not wine new, bursting skins otherwise their demise. Outspills the wine, ruining skins true. Wine new poured into wineskins preserved. Both abide. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 26, 2023. Whew. Recording this morning a little late. It's 6 o'clock. We roll into the 6:03 time frame. We reach out to our beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony. I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful day in the Lord in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Stay focused on peace. Amen.